Whoa.
I don't know, man.
Why is this like mono mixing to stereo? Was it supposed to do that?
What do you mean mono mixing to stereo?
I'm confused. It.
Explain what you mean, because I don't understand it.
For some reason, I feel like when I would talk into my microphone, only one side would go up. Or is it?
No, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay. You're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, maybe I am. I don't know.
That has never been how it's worked ever at all.
Okay.
Hold on, I am going to do a thing, though.
Seems very low.
That got rid of audio entirely. We're fine.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor, and I'm here with Colin.
I'm here.
This is the show we do every week for 252 episodes, and I don't know why.
It's because we love each other.
Is it?
Yeah, you know it is.
All right.
You
know. Speaking of loving each other, Colin, since you were so kind and got me that generous Christmas gift last week, I got you one this week.
What?
So here, have a present.
I got a present. Aw, he got you. This is like very unlike you to get me something that you hate.
Yeah.
He got me an office, a Dunder Mifflin Paper Company stocking cap.
I would say, you know, I hadn't washed it yet, so watch out for lice, but you're not going to have to worry about that.
I don't have fucking hair.
I don't know. I was at this store called Five Below, because I'm like, well, I want to check that out. I fucking love that place,
dude. I'd never been in it before. There's all sorts of stupid shit in there for less than $5.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, Colin got me that nice thing last week. I'll get him this Dunder Mifflin hat.
Well, thank you. I was just thinking about getting a new stocking cap.
Well, now you don't have to.
Nope. Dory and I went there Friday night and got a bunch of presents for a bunch of kids.
I mean, that's the way to go. I think I'm going to go in there and they sell these like really shitty lightsaber toys.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go buy a stack of those and give them to all my nieces and
nephews.
They
have a bunch of like, they have like stretch canvas and shit.
Yeah.
Stretch canvases. They have like art kits, acrylic paints for like $5.
Yeah. You know, the Dollar Tree has a bunch of like canvases and shit too.
Do they really?
Yeah. Like not big ones, but like little tiny, like if you want to do little.
Well, fuck these. They had fucking like 11 by like 14, yeah, that makes, I think, for like two for $5.
That makes sense.
Pretty big. So I got a bunch of stuff there.
I got that hat and I got some new pajama pants that might be a little too small on me, but
nice. Yeah, Doria picked up some pajama pants and pair of Wet Bandit shirts for her and her daughter.
Nice.
Because they like to do matching pajamas because, I guess.
Because they're nerds?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fine. That's cute.
But, yeah. Trying to convince the little kid to watch A Christmas Story. We watched a trailer. She laughed. I'm like, this movie is still funny.
It's the best movie.
Like, I think I took it a little bit for granted because they played it constantly. Like it was on repeat on TBS and TNT.
Yeah.
It probably still is. I don't know. I don't have cable.
Every year from 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve to 6 p.m. on Christmas, they play it for 24 hours.
I haven't had cable in years.
So my family used to do this thing, which they, I think last year they didn't do, but for like the previous 10 or so years, my mom likes to get a hotel room. Since all the kids were too old to actually be convinced to stay at her house and wake up Christmas morning, because we, you know, we're all in our 20s or 30s at the time, she started getting a hotel room. And we'd get a couple hotel rooms and everybody would stay up at the hotel on Christmas and do Christmas morning at a hotel. So, you know, she could get us all together. Which, you know, they have cable still.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, whatever room I was in, I would make them leave that on. It's the only movie I could sit and watch for 24 hours straight. I very much enjoy it.
It's weird, though. It's one of those movies where, like, the way it's shot, you never know what part of the movie you're at.
That's why it works so well. You can just turn it on in a hotel room. You can just walk. Yeah. It's like basically a series of vignettes.
Yeah, kind of.
And you could just like leave it on in a hotel rooms. So any hotel rooms we had, I just had it on in all of them. So, you know, I just watch it. Also, and watch fucking 10 or 15 minutes of it.
How's that movie not been canceled yet? Just for the Chinese restaurant part.
Oh, I thought you meant for the part where like, yes, that part.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I How's that not even canceled? They haven't heard of it yet. They haven't found it.
Oh, I think it's because they upgraded Chinese people to white.
Oh, okay. Did you know they did a second one of those with Daniel Stern as the dad?
There's three of them now, but yeah.
Is there three?
Because there's that one.
The second one came out in 2016.
No, that's the third one.
No,
A Christmas Story 2 is the third one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Yeah, the second one takes place over summer break. It's called...
Not A Christmas Story, then.
No. It's called something else, but it's the official... Family. Yeah, it's the official sequel. A Christmas Story 2 is the third movie.
I had no idea that was the case.
Yeah. I've never seen any of the other ones because... It's none of the same actors.
We watched the second one and it did not look good.
No, there's no point.
It looked awful.
It's none of the same actors. You don't have...
Amazon ratings are also horseshit.
John Billingsley and his fucking piercing blue eyes. I think that's... What's that kid's name? That's not John Billingsley. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember.
But his bizarrely piercing blue eyes.
But like we... So Amazon has like a rating system on it.
Yeah.
But they also show IMDb ratings next to their rating system.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Sorry, I clicked a button. Go on. Sorry.
A Christmas Story, the original.
Yeah.
Is rated like 4.5 stars on Amazon. And it's 7.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
All right. I disagree with those numbers, but they're not bad.
I mean, it's fair. A Christmas Story 2, the 2016... sequel,
yeah,
is rated 4.5 stars on Amazon,
sure,
rating system, but 3.3 through IMDb. I'm like, I wonder if people just like fucking... I don't trust Amazon's ratings, is what I'm saying here.
You never should. Almost all of them are just whatever company is selling.
Not
their
all
shit.
Of them.
I said almost all of them.
The Chinese.
Thank you for
sellers.
Saying not all white people, Colin. You're welcome. We get it.
No, but you have to clarify. That's like the Chinese fucking products on there.
So all of them.
But you have to look at... basically, all you have to do is look at the reviews on that kind of shit on products and read down, I received a copy. I received a blah, blah, blah for half price. Then you know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because those people never write bad things about stuff. Occasionally, but rarely.
Yeah.
Even if it's complete and utter dog shit because they want more free junk for some reason. Like, I don't get... You want the opportunity to get half off garbage.
Yeah.
People are fucking dumb,
don't
Trevor.
Don't judge me. Why are you attacking me like this, Colin? I don't understand. Fair. I just gave you a nice hat. You're going to throw me under the bus.
Where's this made, damn it?
You're going to throw me under the bus. Oh, I'm sure it's Chinese. It cost below $5.
Oh, it's actually, but it's actually the NBC Office brand. It's not like,
wow.
It's not like Bob's.
So it's freaking... definitely made in China.
Yes, it is. it's hard to find clothing not made in China, though.
It's true.
I guess this probably is also, yep, made in China. Everything's made in fucking China. It sucks.
Turns out. This one's nice, so it's got like. Yeah, I'm not touching your head fucking sweat.
It's for the ear. I mean, I didn't sweat, and I had it on for 5 minutes.
All right, ever in
I'm
your life?
I'm not that fat.
Mm.
Not that fat that I sweat in 5 minutes. 15 or 20?
All right.
Sure.
All right, I'll allow it. You know, I took my phone out to turn my ringer off when you took your phone out to turn your ringer off, and then, oh, I did it. I did do it.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow, guys.
So, apparently, Ben and I are best friends now.
Yeah, I knew that would happen as soon as you guys started hanging out.
Is that why you always told us we hated each other?
No, you always told you hated each other because you always pretended like you hate each other because you're the same person and were afraid of falling in love. There was so much obvious sexual tension there.
Is that what it is, sexual tension?
Yes.
Jesus. He sends me messages about whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All my whiskey friends are like, they don't do that anymore.
Right. Or
they don't talk.
None of your friends talk to you anymore. Wow.
Yeah,
what a shock.
Pretty much. A revelation.
That you're an awful person?
No. That It wasn't a revelation. It was a, I don't know if you saw anything on Facebook yesterday.
I mean, I see lots of things on Facebook. You have to be more specific.
With Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Did you have the revelation that I'm right and that you're becoming him and so you need to get off the internet?
No, no, no.
Oh, well, you should have that revelation before you become him because every time you're fighting with him, you're staring into the dark abyss of your own fucking future, buddy.
I'm not fighting with him.
I mean, you say that about everybody on the internet that you get way too invested with fighting on, and that's how he became the way he is. Anyway, go on.
I've always been like this.
Yeah. So had he.
Like it's just no.
General descent into madness.
There is. There's a level of self-awareness I don't know that he has.
Yeah, he used to.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
He's always been that autistic, though. So, pretty sure he's always had that fucking... That low level of self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know, and speaking from experience.
Yeah.
But, like, his like, he's got all these posts where he's just complaining about humanity.
Yeah.
And then he's got another one, like, nobody likes me. I'm like, do you think it might be connected to your constant complaining about humanity?
I'm going to find episodes.
People don't fucking know where to draw the line.
I'm going
to
find episodes where you complain that people don't like you and you don't understand how I can complain about things and people still like me and you can't complain about things because people don't like you.
That part doesn't make sense because you do the same thing I do.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's the thing.
Yeah, you do.
This is where your self-awareness runs out and you start to become Drape. This is where
is
you
that
should
the case.
Yes, this is where you need to.
What do you do differently?
What do I do differently? I don't care. I don't actually get invested in these stupid internet arguments. That's the difference. That's all the difference is.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
It's 100% true.
I don't think it is. But no, that's not the part that matters though.
It's the entire part that matters.
How does that matter?
Because you can't let it go. That's the difference.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're talking about somebody not letting things go?
Yeah.
That's you.
What are you talking about?
Like, purposefully, you don't let things go.
Yeah, but that's funny.
It's not to anybody but you.
Then why do I have so many friends and you have me?
That's what doesn't make sense.
You have me and Ben.
Do you have money I don't know about?
No, look at all these plastic toys and miniatures.
God damn.
And...
You are, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
That has always been you.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
Hilarious.
It's not.
And endearing.
It's not endearing.
Tell that to all my friends who love me and not you.
Do they?
I don't know.
They keep talking to me.
And
apparently.
They keep coming over here every week to have these arguments with me for some reason on microphone.
It makes no sense.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's different. It's because I'm a masochist.
I'm sorry I'm such a marvelous cult of personality. Sorry, I'm the next Jim Jones.
I guess. It makes no sense, Trevor.
It makes perfect sense, but...
doesn't.
But
yeah. I was just like, dude, come on. Like, gotta stop, doing that thing.
I'm going to tell you the same... I'm going to tell him the same thing I tell you. He just got to get the fuck off the internet.
Yeah.
People need to stay off the internet. Not everybody is built to handle the internet. I would say almost nobody is built to handle the internet.
Yeah.
I
don't understand how you handle the internet.
You got to be a real life nihilist. You have to actually not care.
Yeah.
You have to really not actually care about the things you're arguing about and just do it because it's funny.
I guess.
That I'm telling you. That's why I don't get upset about the internet.
I don't think that exists, though. I mean, people that don't care actually exist.
I mean...
Because there's definitely things you definitely care about.
Yeah, sure, but not the internet. Not anybody on the internet. I guess have to recognize that the internet is pretend. You have to... Have you ever played a video game? At the end of the day, you're playing Grand Theft Auto, and you run over all the citizens because they're not real people, Colin. Those citizens are not real people. You don't get super mad when the cops shoot you in Grand Theft Auto because it's not real life. It's just a video game. All the people on the internet are just people in Grand Theft Auto. You just got to run over them, and when they shoot you back, you got to be like, well, I guess that's the end of the video game, and turn it off. That's the mindset you have to, realize there are no real people on the internet. They're all pretend people. It's an elaborate AI designed to piss you off, and you can't let it.
I guess.
Speaking of people on the internet, I found a post the other day. I just like to scroll through Imgur, mostly just looking at hot, you know, women.
Yeah.
Noelle Foley, you know. Anyway, for some reason, I randomly get political posts that pop up in my feed of hot chicks when I'm just random browsing.
Sure.
And one was just a big lament on how nobody could ever defend an abortion for any reason and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ugh, it's not a medical procedure. There's no way to defend it. It's not a medical procedure. And I just like replied, ectopic pregnancies. That was easy. For people who don't know, an ectopic pregnancy is when the egg gets fertilized in the fallopian tube, and if you don't abort it, both the mom and the baby are going to die anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know. You just got to type something like that and then never go back there to see the responses. That's the trick.
It's so weird.
Why?
It's so weird.
Why?
Not being curious about the responses to it.
Even if you do go look at them, you can't respond again. You can go look and laugh at people getting mad, but you can never respond again because then they win. But if you only respond the one time and they all get mad, then you win. That's how you win.
Yeah.
That's how you win the internet game.
I do that sometimes.
You have to not go back once you've... You have to actually do the mic drop and then just walk away and let everybody rant at an empty stage. It's the best.
Is it?
Yeah. It's what people who get mad on the internet don't understand.
I guess. I think there's, I don't know.
Because there's no actual winning the internet. People are all fucking insane on there. And if they're not doing what I'm doing, then they believe too hard to ever, like, have information change their opinions. Like flat earthers.
That's probably true.
You know, you could take a flat earther into space and show them the Earth from space, and they'd say, well, it just looks curved because of the windows on the spaceship around.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the world we live in, Colin. That's the human race.
I don't think flat earthers are real.
I hope they are, because they're the most entertaining thing in the flat Earth. They're the most entertaining thing on this pancake planet is people who believe it's a flat Earth. They're so fucking funny. I don't think I could get through life without them to entertain me right now. They're just an infinite supply.
That's fucking weird.
So how's your week, Colin? What else do you do? Do anything fun? Watch anything other than trailers for A Christmas Story 2?
I started watching... Not really. I haven't watched any movies, really. I've just been watching a show called The Repair Shop.
Okay.
It's a British show.
Naturally.
Where they people bring in their shit to get restored, and it's kind of fascinating to watch them restore shit.
Right on.
True craftsmen, as it were.
Right on. Just any old thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Any old thing. I mean, they have people, you know, working at this shop that have different specialties.
Got it.
Somebody brought in an old bassinet with that old like wicker weaving.
Uh-huh.
And one of the panels of that fucking wicker was all fucked up, and a lady had to replicate it.
Nice.
And I'm like, goddamn, it was impressive.
Yeah.
Because it looked exactly like it. You fucking couldn't tell which one was redone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Then there's another guy on there that's pretty interesting. He's goldsmith, I think.
Yeah.
Jeweler, basically. And he was showing the table he works at, the bench he works at, and it's got this cutout.
Yeah.
This rounded cutout. He's just got this big sheet of leather hanging down.
You got to stay talking into the microphone.
He's got this big sheet of leather hanging down below.
Yeah.
To act as a catch.
Colin was looking down at the ground where the big sheet of leather was laying, That's why he wasn't talking into the mic.
Yeah, it's fine.
He had to look down where his imaginary leather was.
I had to make sure I was doing the right shape there. And they, you know, they're asking him about, like, well, why do you have that? He's like, well, anytime I file or trim or move something, he's like, the shavings, instead of getting swept on, you know, onto the floor and just swept into the bin,
yeah,
they land in here. And he's like, on average, I get about 3,000 pounds.
Jesus.
In scrap every year. I'm like, fuck me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, shit, man. That's like a part-time job.
Yeah, no shit.
Just, you know, by hanging up a big sheet of leather.
Just by not throwing garbage away. That's kind of smart.
Yeah, it was pretty smart.
And speaking of leather, this is unrelated to that. It just made me think of it. So I build miniatures and models, mm-hmm. And a lot of that is like, you know, cutting things off sprue with a razor knife. And you usually go like this to get a, like, you put your thumb on the sprue and then you take the knife in your fingers and pull it towards your thumb to really get good torque and smooth cut, you know?
Yeah, that's a smart way.
The problem is it just cuts your thumb up a lot.
It's because you're bad at it.
Yes, but I found a way around it. I was on Amazon and I found they make these little leather thumb sheath.
Yeah, nice.
So that'll be in the mail on Monday, and then I will never cut my fingers up again as long as I remember to put it on.
Except you're going to do it even harder now, because you're like, I'm safe, and just go slice straight through everything.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll laugh. I'm going to laugh at you.
I mean, I can't get worse by having a fucking little thing of leather on there. It'll help at least somewhat.
Yeah, I think you could get worse.
We'll see. I mean,
you could definitely get
worse. I've cut my fingers pretty deep before.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah. And I watched a show called The Flight Attendant, starring the blonde chick from The Big Bang Theory. Yeah. She's a flight attendant.
That sounds amazing.
She's a bit of a whore.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah. She's a flight attendant who flies around whoring a bit.
I think that's what flight attendants do.
Yeah. I kind of, like, a long time ago, I thought about trying to look into, I mean, if I wasn't lazy, I'd be a flight attendant is what I'm saying.
If you weren't lazy, you'd be a fucking pilot, Trevor.
I don't want to fly. I just wanted to do a flight attendant.
Why?
I didn't want to work while I was on the plane.
I don't think you do. I'm pretty sure it's mostly fucking.
Ah.
And. Yeah, you do work. You have to deal with shitty fucking passengers in a plane.
Yeah, but
who are like yelling at you because they don't want to fucking put their overhead. They want to put a giant bag underneath their seat that doesn't fucking fit.
Yeah, but flight attendants have like a supreme authority that most customer service don't have, because they can just be like, well, I'm going to put you on the no-fly list, piece of shit.
You still have to deal with it, though.
Yeah, but you can deal with it with fucking an iron fist.
Jesus Christ.
You can, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Fine.
Whatever.
It's the only time the customer is never right is on a fucking airplane.
Oh, my God.
You can just be like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Did you say something about a bomb? I'm going to have to put you on the no-fly list and report you to the TSA. Enjoy having thumbs in your ass when you land.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's whoring it up in Bangkok or wherever the fuck it starts. Bangladesh. I can't remember. And then she wakes up and the guy she's in bed with has his throat slit and there's blood everywhere.
Perfect.
And the rest of the series is like, she fucking sneaks out and covers it up and runs away because she wants to find out who killed this guy because she didn't do it. But it's frustrating because she's just, every decision she makes is the wrongest possible decision.
So it's fucking Breaking Bad?
Worse.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just her, like, so first thing, she cleans up the crime scene to try to cover it up and sneaks out of the country, and then she keeps going places to make herself look even guiltier and guiltier.
Why didn't she just fucking go back home?
She did, but, you know, she's trying to get the FBI off her case and find out who really killed him while the FBI is also investigating, so she keeps getting caught places where an obvious guilty person would be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds stupid.
It is. It's kind of funny. I've watched a couple episodes. I don't know if I'll finish it, but
I was listening to a podcast and one of the hosts was talking about that the Queen's Gambit show, the chess show.
The one about children playing chess.
And he was like, he described it in a much better way than I did. He was like, it's shot in such a way that a concept that should be really boring is actually very intriguing.
Fair enough.
Like, okay, that's a good way to put it.
Ben was also talking about how great it is. That's how I know you guys fell in love and cuddled on the couch and watched children playing chess together, you fucking perverts.
She's only a child for like the first episode.
Yeah.
That's the episode she has a drug overdose in.
Sure. Like all children.
Right. It's great. It's a good show.
I believe you. I don't have Netflix, and I'll never have Netflix again because it's like $20 a month now.
It's fucking expensive. I'm and, thinking about dropping that shit.
Yeah, drop it and get HBO. It's better. Right now, HBO is better than Netflix. They've got better series and more movies and Impractical Jokers, which you can just put on as background noise all the time.
Shit.
Goddamn. That show is so fucking funny. I don't know if you watch IJ, people in the audience, but...
You should. It's pretty great.
It's a show that shouldn't be funny at all because it's such a fucking hack concept that's been done to death of, like, hidden cam show.
But the thing... I think what makes it funny is the jokes aren't on the people. They're on them.
Yeah. And they're... Those four guys are so fucking funny.
They have a very good charisma. They have good chemistry. Chemistry, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
Q, but that's mostly because I listen to Tell Him Steve Dave, which is why I know him
I like,
from.
What's that guy's name? The older guy.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Joe.
It's fair.
Just fucking great.
Dude, his eyes, his big crazy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That show's great.
It's four guys who play prank, who like, they basically do challenges where like one guy will go out like on the street and like there'll have some fucking conceit for why they have to interact with people, and then the other guys tell them all these crazy and stupid shit to say and generally things like that.
There was one where they were working at a grocery store.
Yeah.
As cashiers.
Yeah.
And you know, they got the guys in the back fucking whispering in their little lav mics or hearing pieces, telling them to do shit. And one of them was like, tell this guy you got to take a Mondo Duke. So it's shit like that. They have to like sneak it in. If they can't do it, then they lose the challenge.
Yeah.
Then they usually have to do something. Person who loses the most challenges, they have to, they have to do a punishment at the end. And it's usually pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I enjoy that show. I don't like a lot of reality shows, but.
They're mostly terrible. Although I was watching Down East Dickering. Today.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show with a bunch of fucking people that would maybe be in your family if you lived in New Hampshire.
Down East Dickering?
Dickering.
That sounds like a word Billy would use for picking up women. He's like, I'm going to go out dickering tonight.
No, it's these people trying to wheel and deal.
Yeah.
Shit.
Trying to get some dickering in.
Like, one of them, there's these two guys who like went to go buy some motorcycles.
Yeah.
And they go talk to this guy and they fucking... come to a deal with the guy, like a price point.
Right.
And guy's like, so you got cash? I'm like, well, we work differently. We don't have that kind of cash with us. So what we're going to do is sell them for you.
Brilliant.
I'm like, there's no way I would be like, sure.
So they basically wanted to sell them on consignment for the guy?
Yes. And not even fucking take them. They left them at the guy's place and would travel to his place to go try to sell them. I'm like,
so just doing what he was already doing.
This dumb fuck agreed to this?
He did?
Yes. Well, they've been in Uncle Pappy's classified sales ad for the last 45 days, and I haven't sold nothing because he had them listed as 3 Harley Davidsons. Nothing else, no prices, no models, no years.
Oh.
I'm like, well, it's because you're retarded.
Oh, well,
but,
then
I guess that's why he's...
I guess maybe then, yeah, that they're doing a fucking good service for that idiot.
Oh, my God.
They're basically just a fucking agent.
Yeah, they are.
Makes sense.
They are.
All right.
But it's, I don't know. Everybody's super rednecky and shitty.
Yeah.
It's just like, so like I used to watch a bunch of that fucking, American Pickers.
Yeah.
But it got boring because like, they're just always fucking.
Fake as fuck.
Yeah. Like a lot of it's super fucking phony.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
just digging through like a bunch of garbage and like, wow, we just found a $10,000 relic in this fucking pile of
scrap metal. Well, that's not usually how that works, but I mean, there's so much of it that it's just like, how much was this, or was this not fucking...
We found a first printing of Detective Comics number 27 buried in this pile of fucking garbage newspapers.
No, they usually don't find shit like that, but it's still, it was just like, I don't know, it just... Dumb.
Yes.
Dumb. Because most of the people that do that, it was like a hipster version of doing that.
Yeah. It was like a hipster version of fucking Storage Wars, which, don't get me wrong. No,
Storage Wars is even more fake. None of that shit on Storage Wars is real.
I'm well aware of that. But
you still enjoy it?
No. Oh, I would never watch it now. It's just there was a period of my life where that was all I had. It was just when I still had cable for like the last 6 months I had cable, there were just whatever channel that was on, that's all it played was marathons of Storage Wars. And so that was just on my TV all the fucking time.
All those shows, it's so fucking weird, man.
I mean, but in honestly, my defense, Brandy Passanti was fucking hot.
Yeah, this is, that Chico's pretty hot. I know who you're talking about. There was another, Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
I watched that. It's 90% fucking bullshit.
Right.
Like, that fucking, Pat, the NES punk, went in with his fucking world championship NES cartridge.
Yeah.
Like, the gold one.
Yeah.
To sell it.
Right.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's real? Are you sure he's selling that? Because I don't think he's fucking selling
Probably
that.
Not.
I guarantee Definitely he's not selling that. Definitely not
for
what
Pawn Stars is paying for it.
Right. Well, that's just it. I'm like, anybody who has this game knows they can fucking get maximum retail out of it because it is literally, like, it's basically one of a kind.
Right.
At this point. Yeah. There's like six in existence.
Yeah.
And most of those ain't moving.
Yep. The only one of those I ever actually liked was Comic Book Men. Just because Tell Them Steve Dave guys, and they're very, very funny.
Well, the best one is Hardcore Pawn because it is entirely fake, and it's like Jerry Springer mixed in with some pawn shop.
It's like that towing company show.
Yes, it's the same. It's on True TV as well.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible, but it's great.
Yeah.
It's great to see people be willing to be paid and go act like fucking complete monsters.
Sure. I mean, that's why Jerry Springer was so popular.
Right.
That's why professional wrestling is so popular.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch people act like assholes and get into fights over it.
Ah, fuck. Watch Hardcore Pawn. There's a ton of clips on
YouTube. I probably won't.
You should, though.
I doubt it. I doubt that I should.
You should. It's a good way to waste time. I was watching all that shit when I worked at my last job because I had... three monitors, and one of them was dedicated to YouTube.
That's funny. My current YouTube...
I had two monitors.
But my whatever. Current YouTube fucking binge is just people reading Reddits of RPG, one RPG horror stories are good ones, and then I started also listening to Neckbeard Horror Stories.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just fucking horror stories about fucking fat neckbeard guys. Basically stories about people like Rick.
Oh, nice.
It's fun.
Nice. Is that fun?
It's fun to hear other people's stories. Yes, the same way Jerry Springer is fun. Yeah. It's fun to hear secondhand stories of awful people.
People that act like fucking monsters.
Yeah. Of people with zero self-awareness who are monsters.
I think they have self-awareness.
No, not these guys. He did, probably, but like most of these stories are people with just... Like the last one I listened to last night was about this fucking fat guy who was convinced he was a werewolf.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
So.
Okay, fair.
You know.
Yeah, good.
It was funny.
Sounds amazing.
It's like a multi-part story of this fucking... It was this chick who was like a groundskeeper at a lodge, like cabins up in the mountains.
Sure.
Somewhere in California. And like some family came and stayed up there. She was like younger, like 18 or whatever. And some fucking family came up and stayed up there. And their like 20-year-old fucking fat neckbeard son was convinced he was a lycanthrope and stalking her around the fucking campground while they were there. This is a fun story.
Wow.
It culminated with her boyfriend just fucking pounding the shit out of him, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it had a happy ending.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, Not that she needed it, because like part of the story was like her sneaking up on him in the woods because she saw him following her and like drawing her knife, like fucking putting her knife to his throat.
Jesus.
It was a great story. Like, I don't know how much of it was true or not, but yeah, it was a very well-told story that was very entertaining. So who cares? Who cares if it's real or not? I don't know any of these people. It was a good story.
That's fair. I guess if you go into it like that, that's all right. It's like watching or listening to Coast AM.
I mean, it's like watching Pawn Stars. Who cares if it's real, if it's entertaining?
Yeah, or that's
hardcore
fair.
Pawn, whichever one you liked.
Well, I guess part of that is just the shit on true TV.
Yeah.
Like
Impractical Jokers?
It's supposed to be reality. It's not reality.
None of it is.
True TV.
Yeah.
Like,
none of it's reality.
No
reality shows are reality. I know a lot about
how. I know one.
Which one?
Survivor Man. One of the last crowd where he goes into the fucking woods by himself.
That's not the one where... What's the other one of those that's clearly fake? Where
the
like,
Bear Grylls one.
Okay, yeah. Where it's like...
Man versus Wild.
Where like they showed a clip from his show and then panned around and he was like just in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Right. No, Survivor Man was fucking...
That was the dude who would like climb up a mountain, set up a camera, climb back down the mountain, and then climb up the mountain again to so he could shoot himself doing it.
He would never do that shit. He wouldn't do anything like overly dangerous. Like, I was listening to an interview with him one time, and he was talking about Bear Grylls, and he was like, 90% of the stuff he does will get you fucking killed.
Yeah.
Because, like... He's showing like, oh, this is how you have to climb up between two rocks, and this is how you have to climb up and get the high point.
And then drink your piss.
Unless Stroud's just like, right? Yeah, you climb up to get to a high spot, you're just going to fall, slip and break your ankle and you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Or this will happen and then you're fucking dead. So don't do that. Don't take unnecessary risk. You only take risk when you have no other choice.
Yep.
Because it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not how you survive. You're not a fucking Royal Air Force, you know, a British Royal Marine or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do the shit that Bear Grylls is telling you you should
you're
be
not
doing.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah. Or you're not fucking Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Well, apparently Bear Grylls isn't actually Bear Grylls either, so.
He is. I mean, the dude's...
I mean, he probably drinks his own piss, but...
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. You know what I saw yesterday?
What's that?
And it made me really happy. I follow Robert Irwin on
I don't
Instagram.
Know who that is.
He's Steve Irwin's son.
Okay.
He is the fucking reincarnation of Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. He found a little green tree snake and he took a video of it and was talking about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this kid is his fucking dad. And
nice.
I love every bit of it.
All right.
So.
Well, that's
get ready for that.
His daughter's just like him too, isn't she?
Yeah. But he's
whole family.
But I mean, he looks like Steve. He sounds like Steve. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Right on.
Yeah. So that's fun. Because I really like Steve Irwin. There was another reality show that was an actual reality show.
Sure.
Except for the movie, which was supposed to be shot like a reality show, but totally wasn't.
It was,
like, had a fucking stupid bad guy in it. It's a great movie.
That's funny. You got news stories or anything?
I just saw something this afternoon that bothered me.
All right, let's hear it.
It was just something Trump something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't... the story doesn't matter.
Sure.
What bothered me was... and I've fucking seen this repeated over and over in the media. Baseless claims. Baseless claims.
Yeah.
Baseless claims. Like, it's their... so it's like their new dog whistle or something.
There's two kinds of claims, Colin. There's baseless claims and there's reportedly, which are baseless claims, but
yes.
You don't want them to be called baseless.
Like, I don't fucking get... I know why they do it.
Of course.
I know why they do it. But, I don't know. It just, it bugs the fuck out of me.
Your baseless claims or, you know, reportedly.
See, here's my problem. You tell me to stay off the internet, but, like, I still want to check the news out.
Yeah.
And that's what mostly bothers me is just how fucking awful the news is.
You should stop checking the news. Are you what? Informed by reportedly baseless claims being reportedly reported? Are you informed at all by any of it? No. Do you know what else?
Fuck,
none of it affects you at the end of the day. So just stay the fuck off the internet. You'll be dead before any of it matters.
I need to know what's going on.
Why?
Or at least what I am being told is going on.
Are you on blood pressure medication?
No.
You should think about getting on blood pressure medication if you're going to keep doing this to yourself, Colin.
You can't avoid it, Trevor.
Watch me.
There's no avoiding it.
I mean, that's just because I fucking do this show with you.
No.
Otherwise, I'd avoid it entirely.
I work with boomers, so I don't have a choice.
Oh.
I work with boomers, and I have my mom who likes to send me messages and links to Alex Jones videos.
All right, no, but Alex Jones is funny, at least.
Yeah, but fuck, man, you want to talk about...
I mean, here's the thing about Alex Jones that we can all agree on.
He's probably the most real news out there.
He's probably the most, like, he's crazy and shouty and maybe a borderline, I don't know, psychopath, but he's usually right. He's right more than most of the news.
It's fucking funny, though. That was the funniest part. He was on the Joe Rogan episode.
He was right about the frogs.
He's on the Joe Rogan show, and Joe Rogan was, like, trying to... He's saying all this crazy shit, and yeah. Joe Rogan's trying to, like, call him out on it. He's like, Jamie, look that up. Everything he fucking said was... There's, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily exactly the way he said it, but, like, everything had, like...
Everything was true enough that you're like, oh, I understand why he's saying that.
Because he was talking about, like, and Trump's getting all these pedophile rings arrested, and,
Yeah.
Just like, and they, I can't remember, it's like four or five things they fucking looked up, and Joe's like, holy fuck, this is real?
Yeah. It's fun. That's why Alex Jones is the only news you should be listening to. There's two newses you should be trusting, Alex Jones and Al Jazeera. Just trust the Al's.
Yeah.
That's it.
For 25 years, they've been making cows inside of babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably have, though. That's...
Well, the frogs gay thing was real. The
frogs gay thing was completely real, you idiots.
Well, I mean, well, they weren't gay, but...
Same thing.
BPA was fucking getting dumped in the water.
Would it make you feel better if the frogs were LGBT? Would that be more accurate?
But I mean, the story behind that is... That BPA shit that's in the water bottles that they are, you know, that leached into water supplies and apparently was changing the sex of frogs.
Right. So they were members of the LGBT community, one way or the other. Like, they weren't necessary.
God damn, man.
Look, his terminology might have been a little outdated. A little bit, what might be not modernly acceptable, but you're still right. I'll be right back. I'm going to go see if we have any emails, but I forgot my email data slate.
Should I talk about the article I read where...
Yeah, I'll listen.
I promise I'm going to listen.
You're not supposed to tell somebody that they can't have a period?
That's very interesting.
Tell me more. I don't want to. I'm done.
No, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I didn't even...
Oh, I just saw some... I think it was posted in our Facebook group this week about you're not supposed to tell trans people that they can't have periods, even though they can't have periods. Because that's...
I mean...
Bigoted. I'm like, but they can't.
I thought we were supposed to be science-based.
Only when we want to, and that goes for both sides.
All right, that's fair. Well, at least the dumb side, one of the dumb sides, I was going to say the dumb side.
The dumb side, they're both the dumb side, Trevor, that's the problem.
Even when they are ignoring science, they can always fall back on the holy book to explain away their science.
That's fact.
So they've at least got that built-in fucking escape clause of...
They're smart in that regard, you're right.
Of Jesus. But, you know, ectopic pregnancy still. Didn't take me any effort at all.
Let me see if I got anything screenshotted here.
Let's see here. Opening email.
Go ahead. Did you see Nebraska number one?
Number one
best,
in what?
Best football team ever.
Did we lose again? I assume we lost again.
Yeah, lost again to a team that was down 22 players and hadn't played in... Or no, it was down 33 players and hadn't played in 22 days.
How the fuck did we lose that?
Because apparently Scott Frost isn't the fucking prodigal son that we thought he was.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's pretty bad. And everybody's just like, God damn, man. Like, we like you, but...
But that's embarrassing.
Fuck, dude. Like, you've shown zero improvement over 3 years. Like, none improvements.
Huh.
Like, it's not, they're not getting blown out, but they're not winning. They're finding ways to lose games.
Well,
and I somebody posted something like, oh, well, he made $97,000 this week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would happily trade him jobs and wages for a week. And I bet I would have about a similar outcome. Except.
Yeah, you might actually win on accident by just fucking doing the option.
Run it up the gut, run it up the gut, do the option, pass for 5 yards, run it up the gut, run it up the gut.
Well, here's what I've been telling the people for years. You had a 9-3 coach. Yeah, he got blown out 3 games a season, but he won the other 9. And now you'll never be a 9-3 team again. Congratulations. I hope it was worth it.
I mean, that wasn't really why he was going to get fired.
I don't care how fucking angry he was. They're not mad anymore about... I don't hear anybody saying how great it is that fucking Nice Riley was nice. I don't hear anybody complimenting Scott Frost on not throwing tantrums on the field. I hear lots of people mad that he's not a 9-3 coach.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Maybe you should have not fired your 9-3 coach.
He sucked.
He did suck. But you know who sucks worse?
But also that wasn't...
Everybody will ever get ever again. We will never be a winning team again.
Yeah, you're probably, you might be right.
We're done. Nebraska's done.
It's fine.
So just...
I don't know why you're...
So you might as well just
arguing against me about it.
I guess my point is they might as well just get used to Scott Frost and his 3-9 seasons because at least he's a homegrown boy, because you're going to replace him with some other outsider who's going to be just as bad. And if you can replace him at all, because who the fuck's going to want to come here now?
I know. But your expectations are to win a national championship with nothing.
Yeah. It'll never happen again.
Pretty good.
Also, here's the other thing.
What they shouldn't have done was...
join the Big Ten? That was a big mistake.
Let Tom Osborne retire.
Fuck Tom Osborne.
No.
They shouldn't have fired Frank Solich.
Well, Frank Solich liked to fuck cheerleaders. So?
Who doesn't?
There's an ethics issue with that. Also, I think he was... I think he got busted drunk driving and shit. Like, he had
in
fucking...
in Nebraska? Oh.
He had fucking off the field issues that they were like,
unlike all of our fucking players on all 3 of our championship teams who were beating women and raping women and getting drugs.
Well, that's what we got to go back to if we want to win again.
Yeah, so we shouldn't have fired Frank Solich, is my point.
We shouldn't let Tom Osborne retire.
Fuck Tom Osborne.
Don't you dare.
Fuck Tom Osborne. Fuck Tom Osborne and his dumb anti-marijuana stances. What an idiot. Drugs marijuana is a drug that's dangerous. I'm like, motherfucker, you were literally dumping steroids into your players' asses.
Yeah, but those are different.
And you're gonna sit there and take such a hard line stand against marijuana? Fuck that guy.
Yeah, but marijuana doesn't make you all big and muscly and good at football.
Yeah.
It makes you slow and dumb, Trevor.
Right.
Look, priorities here, buddy.
Yeah. Well, my priority is you shouldn't have fired Bo Pelini, because you are never going to get better than Bo Pelini, and now you know it.
Yeah. I mean, let's look. In my eyes, I don't give a fuck. 9-3, 3-9. Yeah. If they're not winning championships,
I'm not going to watch it.
If they're not winning championships, I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
So either way.
You're never going to watch them again.
I mean, I'll still watch them because I'm...
Oh, yeah, you're a machinist. You're the kind of guy who keeps going on the internet when you know you shouldn't.
But I'm the reason that they're not going to win ever again. You know that, right?
Why are you the reason?
So I made a deal with Satan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like, if you allow the Cubs to win the World Series...
Oh, you don't care about Nebraska ever again?
I don't care if Nebraska ever wins again or the Cubs ever win again after that.
That's fair.
So, and they won a World Series, and look at that. Nebraska's fucking terrible now.
That's fair.
So, I mean, I think about that every time. I just think back about the World Series that the Cubs won, and it makes me a little bit happier.
I still blame them getting rid of Arian Herbie Husker, but...
Did you send that to me, or did I see that somewhere else?
It was on my Facebook wall, but also I've been saying it for years.
I know. Ronnie's been saying it, too.
Yeah. Turns out
the brown-haired Herbie Husker and Little Red.
If you want to win national championships, maybe recruit the Master Race. You ever think of that?
Got to be blonde hair, blue-eyed
idiots.
Yeah. I don't really understand why they did that anyway.
Neither do I. Also, they got rid of his overalls and put him in a fucking
a polo
shirt
in jeans. Yeah, I know.
What even is that?
They were trying to modernize it, and
they were trying to fucking dumbize it.
I'm sure it was some fucking woman who was like,
"Oh, definitely.
I have this great idea. Let's dress them up. Who can really relate to somebody wearing overalls and chewing on a piece of straw and going number one?
Literally everybody. Everybody can relate to that.
Right.
Salt of the earth, grassroots.
With his dusky blonde hair.
Aryan.
And big
Adonis.
Big fucking gut.
Yeah.
His round shape.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing. It made him...
They made him muscular and not a fucking fat,
yeah,
fat redneck.
Like, when he was a fat redneck, he was a lot more identifiable.
Yeah, it's like, there shit, there I am.
Yeah, like, oh, hey. I hope this team does better. And it helped the team. It helped overall because we believed in it more.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We should start one of those, what do they call those petitions online?
Change.org.
Yeah, we should start a change.org petition to bring back the real Herbie Husker and oust this fucking imposter. And they should do it like during a halftime show. Real Herbie Husker should come out and just stomp the shit out of fake Herbie Husker.
That's a good idea.
I bet that really would fire up the team and they'd win a game.
A game?
A game.
I mean, they won 2 this year.
Jesus Christ, that's embarrassing.
2-5? Pretty good.
Hey, that's almost 50-50. That's
not almost 50-50.
I mean, it's literally almost 50-50.
It's not, because they lost 5 games. Not 2 out of 5, 2-5.
Yeah, that's almost 50-50.
Two wins, 5 losses.
It's only 3 games off of 50-50.
Almost.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What are you talking about?
Fuck, they're terrible. Just listening to them, it's like they have no talent.
We should start selling.
Like, they have a quarterback, and they have 2 quarterbacks who are both really good runners.
What sucks is...
But neither of them can throw the ball.
Oh, then we shouldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, but here's the problem. They also don't have any good running backs, really. They have one guy who's okay.
I mean, that's all we ever needed was a running quarterback and a running back. You just do the option every time.
It worked with Crouch and Amon Green, but... Yeah. But if you look at the fucking teams they fielded in the national championship seasons, they had their 95 championship team had like fucking 10 guys who averaged over 7 yards per carry.
Well, here's what I noticed the one game I watched this year, which was a few weeks ago, the one where they were wearing the black uniforms.
Yeah.
On the opponent's side was a football team. Right.
And on Nebraska's side, there's a bunch of fucking people just kind of doing shit.
I mean, they looked like a football team. They looked like a cartoon football team with the big shoulders and the fucking, we're a football team. And then on the Nebraska side was a bunch of toothpick mans cosplaying as, they were so skinny and tiny. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course you're not going to run anywhere because your fucking offensive line is like
terrible.
Toothpick men.
I know.
Going up against people with muscles.
Well, their offensive line's kind of been their problem for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe we should
even back in the Bo Pelini era, that was their problem.
Maybe you should bring out some of those steroids that Tom Osborne pretends he is against drugs.
Or stop trying to run this offense that they're incapable and just not talented enough to run.
Maybe make those fucking idiots do squats. Squats every day. Get them on the squat rack.
I don't know.
Get me down there, I'll tell them all to do more squats.
More squats.
Throw more squats.
More squats.
We got no emails this week because nobody listens
people?
Anymore. So, I guess that's it. That's the end of the show.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later, idiots.